103.2 Dublin City FM. This is Mental Wealth with Brian Green. If you want to get in touch with the programme, can you hear those bells? It's lovely. If you want to get in touch with the programme, it's mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. That's the email address. I'm in St. Anne's Park in Raheny, North County Dublin, and we're just under a tree here as the rain falls. And on today's programme, I'm talking with two wonderful people I've just met up with who have quite an interesting story behind what they do. They have a company, they work it together, and I'm going to ask them about what it's like to get on each other's nerves and run a business together. I know, I'm only messing. So I say hello and welcome to Courtney Doherty and to Sharon Wilde. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I hope you're all well out there today.
What's the company called?
It's cruisefix.ie, and we are an online bicycle company, but we have the personal touch. So we're looking to make sure that all of our customers get exactly what they need and when they need it.
And Courtney, you're now going to be expecting a woman's voice, but it's not. Tell us, why did you set up Cruisefix?
It's definitely true. I think most people think the name Courtney would usually be a girl. We set up the company in 2013, was the idea when it came together. And we finally set up around October 2015. And the idea was we were bringing bicycles to our customers rather than the more traditional bike shop approaches when the customer go to the shop and have a look through a couple of different bikes, but they don't necessarily always get what they're looking for. So when we drop out to you, the idea is we'd be chatting to you on the phone or by email, and we work out what type of bike options you're looking for. In Ireland, the majority of people would buy their bike through the Cycle to Work scheme, and that's where you can get up to 52% off the price of your bike. So once we worked out in terms of what style of bike you were looking for, we'd drop out to your house with maybe three or four different bike options. We'd size you up, let you test out a couple of different bikes, and then be able to give you advice in terms of what would be the best or most suitable style bike for you.
This scheme with the bikes and the tax came in about, 8 years ago when the Green Party were in power with Fianna Fáil, and you get up to 52% off. It must be a no-brainer. Do people miss out on a huge amount of tax back because they don't do it?
Still nowadays, not a lot of people know about it. And the idea is with the scheme, you can do it once every 5 years. So the scheme started back in 2008, or the start of 2009, and it was brought in, you're right, by the Green Party. And once the scheme kicked off, everyone was going for it, anyone that could get the tax benefit or tax saving. If you're on the Lowry and you're down as earning under 33,800, you're getting the 31% off. Earning over that, you're getting 52% off. So the whole idea is you're paying nothing up front and you're getting your bike up front and you pay for it over the 12 months, which is like, it is a no-brainer, definitely.
Okay, and it's not a business show and it's not a kind of a tax advice show, but we do want to leave that in there because it is hugely important. But there's huge well-being benefits to cycling that, you know, they're obvious, but tell me some of them.
So, for example, obviously getting out on the bike, even just running or anything like that, is great for your mind, great for your mental health. But to get on the bike, say first thing in the morning, cycling to work, you're taking yourself out of the trouble of traffic, angry drivers.
Sitting on the Lewis, on the bus.
Public transport, the cost of it, everything as well. And you're freeing your mind up. So you're actually, even 10 minutes of activity before work get your brain on a better scale to be able to retain the information and
be more productive while you're in work. That's the most important thing. When we're chatting to people, and we go into a company like the Central Bank of Ireland or the HSBC, and we're chatting away to the employee and they're saying, oh, I think I might get a bike for the cycling on the weekend. We're saying, like, so if you live in Raheny or you live in Dunleary and you're cycling to the city centre, they're probably, how long would you spend on the bus? Like maybe half an hour, 40 minutes,
over,
and you're cycling at 15.
I'm sure you're waiting nearly an hour on the bus as it is these days. So
now, the apps make it handier, but even with the Leap card nowadays, one of our friends, he's cycling over to, I think it's permanent TSB, and he was spending €140 a month on his Leap card, which I thought was crazy because I just haven't got the bus in so long. And now he's spending tenner a week. He bought a bike for like £800 and bought his accessories, and he's spending a tenner a week. So it's not just about the money, but it's more so freeing the mind. You get into work after cycling in, if you have shower facilities, even better. And you're going to have a completely fresh mind to be able to tackle the day, which I think that's more important than just going in and just working your job.
You've had a kind of a physical workout as well. You've had a cardio kind of situation. Is is the road network in Dublin safe enough for cyclists?
So, at the moment, there is a lot of money being put into cycle lanes. Now, it was just confirmed the other day that cyclists legally don't have to cycle in the cycle lane.
Yeah, I just seen that this morning.
And that's because, to be honest, obviously there's a lot of potholes, the roads aren't great, but it is up and coming and there is money being put into it. Of course, you know, the dangers of it are all there, but a lot of that is to do with concentration of the people that are actually using the road. So if people, cyclists and drivers, stop this competition and just got together, because we own a cycle shop and we are cyclists ourselves, but we also deliver our bikes, so we have to drive.
Yeah, we're out on the road.
We understand both sides of it, you know, and it's not one, it's not the other, but people, they need to get together and realise that we share the road, we all share the road together, and just to give each other that bit of space and that bit of time as well, you know. But I do think that we have a cycle path open, it goes from Hoth all the way over to Dunleary now, you know, so you don't really...
have to cycle on the road. Like what we've seen, there was a post that went up today, I think we've seen it on Twitter, and it said that you don't, it's coming in either, or the legislation is there, you don't actually have to cycle in the cycle lane. And a lot of people worry because the amount of cyclists, let's say going along North Strand heading into the city centre or towards the quays, that the cycle lane is so thin compared to the actual two roads that are going into the city centre, that you're getting worried and saying, what happens if someone bumps off me? But simple things like having a decent high-vis vest or maybe even a shower-proof jacket, it's going to illuminate you to the other vehicles and also to the people that are cycling beside you. Any sort of basic set of lights, usually LEDs are a little bit better because it's going to give you a stronger beam. You don't necessarily have to have a torch lights from the road. And then just being more aware of when you're cycling out of town. We've heard loads of people or people that have bought bikes off us, not everyone gets a helmet, but if you get a helmet that, let's say, looks a little bit better and not just the cheapest model, you're more likely to wear it because you don't look like Robocop cycling into work and everyone staring at you and not looking at your bike instead, especially if you get a nice bike through a cycle work scheme. But if wearing a decent helmet, it's a simple thing. Like, you don't have to get a crazy expensive jacket. You can get one from Lidl or Aldi, or you can spend a little bit more maybe on something better quality from Altora or Endura or Outer Edge or Dare to Be. There's loads of different brands that you can go for, but small things like that make such a difference. For it's going to build up your confidence. We have one customer, she'll kill me if I say her name, but a really good customer of ours that lives in Raheny and cycles from Raheny Coast Road all the way into Trinity College. When we first met her, it was when we were actually based down in St. Anne's Park. We were here every Saturday and Sunday. And she came over, she'd never even planned on cycling to work or actually using a bike whatsoever. And she ended up getting her bike to the cycle work scheme with Trinity College. And when she was cycling to work, she realised how easy it was as opposed to being able, having to drive in from her house all the way in and drop the kids in. Instead, now the kids are cycling to school, she cycles into work, she's getting there in about 20-30 minutes. After about a year, she did have a small accident on the North Strand and that knocked her confidence a little bit, but we went down, we checked over the whole bike, because every new bike that we sell, we give you a first free service, but if something small like that happens, we drop back out for a safety check anyway. Checked over the bike, pumped up the tires, there was no major damage at all. I think maybe a mud guard was broken. And she got back onto the bike and was cycling now. After another week or two, there was no problems at all. She had her confidence back and she was even more aware again of a car or another cyclist getting closer to her and just keeping her own space on the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the real reason why I'm interviewing you. And that is, you're a couple and you work together.
Yeah.
What's it like? Do you have to have special rules of engagement and, you know, timeouts and things?
Well, I do think we're very, very lucky. We are two completely different people, so we have...
Different, or completely different in a good way, I'd say.
Yeah, so we balance each other out a lot. I'd be very outside the box, quite creative. I'd done interior design in college and stuff like that. And then Courtney would be very inside the box, you know, a big, really hard grafter. Once you tell him to focus on something, that's it. He's gone at that tunnel vision. So
I think the two of us are working towards the same goal, and that's probably more important. Like, we're only young, I'm 28, Sharon's 26. The difference would be when we're talking to a customer, it's not about just selling them a bike.
No.
So the two of us are instead looking to actually get the customer exactly what they're looking for, and maybe sometimes they're actually not even looking for a bike and we're just going to have a bit of a chat anyway.
Yeah.
But it's more so giving them what they need. So
educating people, really. So the reason we set the company up is we both put our heads together. We realised there wasn't a lot of customer service in the industry. And I was working in retail previously, but I was made redundant. And my customers, I was really upset losing them because I'd built a little community up. Now, it was only a clothes shop I was working in, but the women that were coming in to me, you know, I made friendships with them. I was giving them, because they were repeat customers, they'd get 10% off or a student discount or elderly discounts that I'd say because you're a student. And then when I was made redundant, I realised them customers were just all gone. I'd never see them again, and it was quite upsetting. So we put our heads together and said, where is there an industry that we can make the customer service better? There's somewhere, you know, Courtney has a huge passion for bikes, and from all the experience in a bike shop.
Yeah, I was in a bike shop, well, from the time I'm a kid, but I was working in a bike shop, managing it for 7 years before we set this up. So I started there literally at the start of the Cycle Work scheme, and then when we set this up, I left them in 2015. But it was more than just giving someone a bike. It was like, if we were getting to know the customer, we were understanding what they were using them for. Simple things like actually dropping out to your house and saying, okay, so you're living in Bray or Sandyford or Sandymount, and you're looking to get a bike for cycling from Sandymount into Smithfield, which we just had a customer last week. By dropping out to them and letting them test out a couple of bikes, we're understanding what they're going to be using them for. So yeah, it's not about just giving them a product, you're giving them what's going to be right for them.
A lot of customers, like for example, we'd get, say, a woman come in and she thinks she needs a road bike because she has to cycle on the road to work. But then when we're understanding where she lives and what route she's going to take to work, and there's a few hills and there might be some grass she has to go over, and then we have to explain to her, you know, a road bike would be more so a racing bike, racing handlebars, skinny wheels, and a lot of them would be terrified of that. And then you explain that it would be a hybrid, so it'd be a mix of a mountain bike and a road bike, so you have the gears and everything to get you up hills, across grass, any different
terrain. One funny thing would be, between the two of us being a couple and working together at the same time, I'd say the hardest part is probably knowing when to switch off, because we're working from 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 or 4 a.m. I was talking to a customer for the last 2 or 3 nights in Texas, in Watonga, looking to buy a bike from us, and we're working out the sizing and going through the geometry and making sure he's getting the right bike and he's getting an electric model and everything else. But by the time we go to bed, as soon as I touch the pillow, I'm collapsed and I go out cold and I start snoring, and I usually keep Sharon awake for an extra hour or two each night.
And he'd be dreaming, he'd be like, oh, the big wheel, it's 2.5 and has 7 spokes. And I'm like, babe, it's okay, you're not at work, wake up. So we never switch off, you know, a lot of work.
Have you got a solution to switch off, though? Have you got anything that you're working on?
Yeah, a pillow. At the moment, we're trying to work out a time schedule, whereas, like any other business, they have a closing time. So we do have a closing time on our website. It says we
6 o'clock or
close
half six.
At 6 o'clock.
We still answer the phone at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. We just recently joined the program with the Entrepreneurs Academy called Thrive, which is like a 2-year program that's going to spread out from literally Friday, Saturday gone until for the next 2 years. And we're going to meet up every month. And it's basically like a mentorship program. I wouldn't call it a course.
It's backed by AIB, isn't it?
Yeah. And the idea is that we're going to build a community of, they're not all startup companies, but they are relatively new businesses, or some of them are more established, and we're going to come together and be able to like brainstorm and work together and see what are the challenges and the barriers they face us and how we can overcome them by working together.
The good thing about that is being able to actually step out of the business for an hour or two during the week, because we never ever get to do that. It's constant. It's especially with the two of us being in the business, there is no break. You know, when we go to bed at night, we're still talking about how can we make things better, how can we offer better services and everything. So it's literally, it's 24/7.
Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we better have that built in the morning.
Yeah.
Just an observation, you're a bit like twins and you finish each other's sentences. And I'm wondering, like, twins very rarely row, but if there is an argument, a business argument or whatever, how do you referee that?
We don't really argue. We went to a magic show with I don't know if you call it a magic show. Keith Barry, the Irish magician.
Yeah.
And Sharon got called up on the stage and she'd do a squiggly picture that, it's funny, it was actually like a steaming pile of poo. But anyway, she only had a couple of seconds to put together the picture. And keeper, he said, you're a very strong personality. This is all about Sharon.
He knew from, so pretty much what happened is he called a group of us on stage and just told us all to draw something. So there was five of us on stage and he took all the pictures, didn't see who drew them. And he was turning them around to the audience. Who do you think done this? Who do you think done this? But anyway, just to confuse people, I did draw poo, pretty much. Because by looking at me, no one would think that I draw poo. So anyway, Keith knew straight away it was me and called me up on the stage and then just started explaining my personality due to the picture that I drew, which is very strange and amazing.
But the point I was making there was what he mainly said was that if you get into an argument with this person, you're most likely going to lose. So that would be the right way of putting it. Sharon would either tell me what way. She's basically my mentor as well. So if we're doing a certain thing, or when we first started off, we were doing quite a lot of mobile maintenance, and there's areas that we realise we'd never argue over it, but we come to terms and say, okay, that particular area is not working for us, and we talk about it. I think that's with a business relationship and a life relationship with a life partner, that you have to be able to talk about things.
Open and honest.
Open and honest about them. Like.
Yeah, absolutely. Being open and honest is the main thing. It's actually talking when you have a problem. Say it when you have the problem. There's no point in brushing things under the carpet or skipping over them, because they just accumulate into bigger problems. And it's the same in work or a relationship. So even if we were working separately, I'd apply that to our relationship also. Just keep on top of things, stay open, stay honest, and then everything else you can work through together.
Speaking about talking about things and being open and honest, you have been touched with a mental health story in your own family.
Yeah, so my little brother, his name is Gary. He was 22 and he did commit suicide. Now, Gary was my best friend also. People would have called us Irish twins. We were so close, you know. Do look very alike. Gary was actually taller than me.
You used to finish your sentences better than anyway.
Also, yeah, very, very close. Unfortunately, we lost Gary in June 2016 due to suicide. So that really has pushed me also to get people and educate them on the mental health benefits of cycling. You know, getting out there, freeing your mind, taking that time out to think about yourself. It's not selfish to think about yourself. If you don't look after yourself, you can't look after others. If you're pouring from an empty cup, you ain't gonna get anything, you know? And I think a lot of people, they want to help people and sort other people's lives out so much that they forget about themselves. And you just have to catch yourself with the way you speak to yourself. If you wouldn't speak to your friends that way, why should you speak to yourself that way? We need to learn again to love ourselves. And like I said,
that time as well, which is, it's not just about cycling, but even take a moment or an hour or two or a Saturday or an hour after work. Some people go to gym, other people go on walks, other people bring their dogs out. But with us, what we try to encourage people is, like, you have the bike there, so why not use it? If you have that little bit of time, or even going into work, not listening to music, something as simple as that, which is dangerous anyway, but getting into work and having your mind free, not having it full of all the hustle and bustle. Because even when you get home in the evenings, if you're having your dinner, the TV's on. It's just, it's constant nowadays, I think.
Constant, yeah, absolutely. Like, the thing is, we've been pretty much raised now in this day and age to be consumers. So we're constantly consuming, whether it's food, new products, media, like TV, radio. It's constant, and we don't get a break. We don't get a minute to sit and think, what do we want for ourselves? What does our soul need? What would be good for our soul? And the likes of getting out on the bicycle is just giving you that even half an hour just to think about that and think about what you want to do with yourself. And that in turn fulfills your life and makes you happier. And that's what we want for our customers. Like, if you were to log on to our Facebook page, you'd see the reviews. So all our reviews are 5-star, but that's because
We get to know our customers. It's even, we have Google and Facebook reviews. I think Google probably have 65 or 70, and on Google we'd have Facebook we'd have 65 or 70, and on Google we'd have 89 or 90. And every one of them is 5-star reviews. But if you read through, it's not just, oh, great service. They'd literally explain their entire experience with us, and it's like we get to know them and they understand their business and how important it is for us to get to know each other and understand what they're actually looking for.
It's about stories, really. So, like, you know, when we meet a customer, we don't say, oh, we'll sell you a bike and you can save 50% off and you log on to our store and we'll give you... It's like, hi, I'm Sharon and Courtney. We set up a bicycle company to save people money. Would you like to save money? And then we get to know them and figure out what type of cycling they want to do, why they want to do it, and then educate them on cycling, all the other avenues they could go down, and then exactly why they're getting what bike and how they can use it, explain all the ins and outs. There's absolutely no such thing as a stupid question. Yeah. So we'll get people that ring us, oh, I have a silly question, you know, don't laugh. And
to us, saddle comfy. Like, a lot of times we meet novice cyclists. So when we go into companies, we help with like CSR activities or health and well-being. So we don't charge anything for coming in on site with any of the companies that we work with.
We won the All-Star Business Accreditation in Ireland for 2018 for the Cycle to Work
CSR
scheme.
CSR, Cycle to Work scheme organiser 2018. Yeah. But the idea is when we're meeting these novices, which is fine, but like we don't specialise in being a doctor or anything else. Mm-hmm. We're about the bikes. Yeah. And we're chatting away to them, and sometimes they have questions to ask and we prefer for them to ask it. And at least we can inform them of, right, actually that type of bike would suit you better, or this type of bike, or that saddle. It's small changes with a bike. So firstly, the most important thing is being fitted to the right frame size. And then small adjustments. If you end up realising when you're cycling, you get numb hands or pins and needles, a simple €15 set of grips called ergonomic grips will make a huge difference. If you have a longer leg and a shorter torso, maybe a slightly smaller stem is going to fit you better. And us even spending that little bit of time with you, fitting you to the bike, which we don't charge for anyway, is going to make such a difference that you can actually go out and use the bike when you want to, as opposed to feeling sore.
Like, people do be laughing at us because we'd look at someone and we'll know by looking at them, like, right, you're 5'11", you have, say, a 32 leg or whichever, but we'll know literally just by looking at you. And sometimes it does freak people out a bit. They're like, oh God, like, are they looking me up and down? But, you know, when you know your business and you have a passion for it, that's just how it goes. So
I'm talking with Courtney and Sharon from cruisefix.ie, and you're not a social entrepreneurship kind of, you're a fully commercial organisation, but you also work with youth groups as well, do you?
Yeah, we do, yeah. So I used to manage the bike shop in the past, and I got talking to two of the girls that we used to work with Faroga, and they were saying they were planning on running a bike project, and that's what I used to do a couple of years ago. So when we got chatting to them, the girls from Tusla and from Faroga, we actually run a youth centre over in Talla Direction. And the idea is we teach an 8-week programme with kids who just don't want to go to school or in youth reach or all sorts of different aspects of life. And the idea is over the 8-week course, we start off, they bring their own bike to this course and we go through the bike and basically do a check or a safety assessment, see what sort of bits and pieces the bike will need. Usually a lot of the kids have very similar bikes, like mountain bikes with disc brakes, or all of them are on BMXs. And the idea, what we'll actually do is we go through the bike with each kid. They have all the tools that are required for doing basic maintenance and even some advanced maintenance. We'll bring our own toolbox as well.
The shed, we actually had a shed funded by Google. So they built the shed and it has 6 mechanic stations. It's up over in Talla. And each of the boys get their own mechanic stations with all the tools and everything there that they need. So it's really, really handy.
They bring their bikes and we provide them with the knowledge over the 8 weeks to basically be able to strip down the bike. Basics from how to tighten up your brake cables, how to align your brake pads, how to tune your gears.
Punctures is the main one.
how to do a basic puncture, because usually when kids get punctures, and nowadays if they don't know how to do it, the bike just sits out the back garden and being left rust. Showing them even how to oil their chain, their cassette, tighten up their saddle. It's basics all the way up to like stripping down the back wheel and knowing how to put it back together or replace a spoke.
See, a lot of it is, like, we want to work with the kids to give back to the community. So the kids we're working with, they're lovely kids, and it's just about giving them the time and getting on their level and letting them know, look, I'm not your teacher. I'm not here to put you down or annoy you. I'm here to help you, to upskill you, and just help you have the confidence to go out and know that you're worth getting that job. You deserve the job as well as anyone else. So a lot of these kids, they might not be, you know,
academic.
Well, a lot of them would be, but they just don't really enjoy sitting reading a book that's very monotone. So a lot of them like working with their hands, and they're not getting that opportunity. So that's pretty much what we provide: the opportunity to sit, listen, get to know the kids, and upskill them.
Be hands-on at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Final question: you are available to go into companies, and so if a company wanted all their staff to just take a half an hour or an hour out of time to have a look at the samples of bikes, you can do that for them?
Yeah, so what we actually do is we'll go into the company and we'll bring a range, depending on the space available, of bicycles and accessories, and then we'll have all the knowledge as well about the scheme. So anything people need to know, we'll have that there.
It's the simple things, like, so when we bring in a range of bikes, we brought in, some offices we bring 2 bikes, other offices we bring in 10 or 12 bikes, yeah. And when the staff are coming up, they can have a look, but at least they're getting, whether they want to buy local or they can buy off us or whichever. It's not about that. It's about us giving them the knowledge, yeah. And explaining the different types of bikes that are available to them, how the scheme actually works. And then with some companies, what we end up doing is running a 15 or 20 minute
maintenance
class to just show them the basics of bike maintenance, simple things
punctures.
For them, cycling to work, punctures and pumping up the tires.
So generally, actually, I haven't done this before, but my research says that you don't need any money. Your company will take it out of your wages for a year or something, yeah. And the tax bit is taken back. So you only pay for half the bike, but your company pay for it and it takes out of your wages for about a year or something. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So like, let's say you spend 600 quid, and if you're down as being on the higher rate of tax, that costs you 6 euro a week for 12 months. You could end up getting a bike for 500. Your lock, your lights and your mudguards, and the invoice total is 600 quid. That's what you hand into your company, and it's paid for over 12 months, and that's literally 6 euro a week.
So it's broke down. So if you're on the higher rate and you're saving 52%, some companies may do it over 6 months, and yeah. some companies may do it over 12. So for that example that Courtney gave, if that was done over 6 months, then it'd be 12 euro a week.
Yeah.
So it's really, really handy. You're not actually handing any money over, and you get the bike upfront when you give your voucher, pretty much. So, and as well, when we're going into the companies, the employers don't actually have to take an hour out. They can actually come and go. So if they're going on their lunch, when they're walking past, they can ask a quick question and we'll answer. We can get their information and then drop out to their house when they have more time.
So the idea is to suit them. We can drop out to them after work, maybe on like a Tuesday or or Wednesday evening when they have the kids with them, so it's not as difficult to be able to juggle things around.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to actually be able to test the bikes out, it's going to be a lot easier for them to see what the difference is between the different style bikes.
And you'll mind the kids while they're trying out the bike.
Exactly. Yeah, you can hear them in the background here. I've one on the hip and one of our customers is just trying an L hybrid there.
final question and a one word answer. Electric bikes.
Yes.
Yeah, here to stay. So the idea is in Ireland.
One word answer, that was it. Tell us, where can people find out more details?
On cruisefix.ie. You can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, or if you write in Cruisefix Bikes into Google, we'll pop up. We have a good profile on up there with all of our information.
Or email Courtney at cruisefix.ie also.
And that's cruisefix, cruisefix.ie.
It's your cruise and your fix.
Sharon, Courtney, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, buddy. And I hope you all have a lovely day. Thank you.
103.2 Dublin City FM. That's been Mental Wealth for another Tuesday. We're back next Tuesday at 12:30. Until then, have a good week. If you want to get in touch with the programme ideas for future shows, mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.